Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You better buckle up, buttercup!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
I love the way they're talking to you. They're winners. Winners get to do what they want.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's Kenny and JT.
It's showtime.
Have a great show!
Woohoo! Let's go! Man, it's a big day in the Hall of Fame city, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Kenny and JT Show. Kenny's got the day off, shocker. 34 degrees in beautiful downtown Canton. And as I said today, it is a huge day in the Hall of Fame city. And we're going to start right here. Big night at the Civic Center. It's the 16th, but not annual, due to COVID, of course, ex-Newsboys dance at the Civic Center. You've got two great bands and always a great party. Maybe one of the biggest events that happens at the Civic Center all year long. Maybe second only to, or maybe equal with, Celebrity Cuisine, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But you've got La Flavor and Jimmy and the Soul Blazers performing live tonight. Doors open at 6 o'clock. I believe the music gets underway at about 7. So in about 15 minutes or so, we're trying to get a hold of the lead singer of La Flavor, Craig DeBock. We'll see what's going on at the Civic Center and get you ready for a big Friday night right here in downtown Canton. The other big news today, obviously, is the 2021 NFL All-Pro selections have been made. I don't know if it really matters whether or not if you make that team if you're not playing in the postseason. But we'll tell you which Browns are there. Do you matter if somebody gets snubbed or not? I mean, it's not like it's the Grammys or the Oscars. If you get snubbed and you're not playing, you probably don't deserve it for one, and for two, maybe your team isn't that good. And why do they have individual awards on a team sport? Interesting, right? I do want to talk about NFL free agency. We said in our promo all day long, we wanted to look at free agency as it pertains to wide receivers in the NFL, because that's going to be one of the biggest needs for the Browns in the coming year. And we talked about Baker Mayfield coming back next year. And then, lo and behold, things started to turn already. We're hearing news out of Indianapolis that they may be willing to do away with the Carson Wentz experiment. Now, I've been telling you for 3 weeks, always be careful what you wish for. And everybody always wants to bring out the worst in Baker Mayfield, but yet they've got a guy like Carson Wentz, and that team was headed directly for the playoffs. And not only do they not get in, they lose their two remaining games on their schedule against subpar opponents, and they don't make it into the playoffs, and we're talking about the Colts. But if Carson Wentz is cut there, are you telling me you want him in place of a healthy Baker Mayfield? Because I got news for you. That dude is a turnover machine, and I don't want him. If it comes down between a healthy Baker Mayfield and a healthy Carson Wentz, I'll take my chance with Baker Mayfield, especially in a third year under the system of Kevin Stefanski. Now, to talk more about that later on at about 4 o'clock, Rick Warstell is going to join the program. Always interesting to get his perspective, and I'll tell you why. It was Rick after week two that said, keep an eye on this injury with Baker Mayfield, and any quarterback will tell you, whether it's your throwing shoulder or not, it's going to make tough for a quarterback to throw the ball one way or the other or even finish out the season. And I'm probably surprised that he was able to do it health-wise. So we'll break that down a little bit more. We'll also talk about the free agent wide receivers. Is there anybody out there that you really want? I think you've got to try to make a stab at somebody. And when you see the prices that these guys are getting, you might be able to find someone. But you also might have to do this. Jarvis Landry's making right around $15 million. You may have not any other choice but to bring him back. And I think I'd be all right with that as well, as long as he's 100%. Now, whether or not he felt that he had to do too much this year, maybe he was upset because of the OBJ deal, I don't know. there were so many different reasons for them to fail offensively. I don't think it's really fitting or fair to blame any one player or one position, but it's obvious we weren't throwing to the wide receivers. We weren't throwing to the tight ends either. We didn't throw enough this year as far as the NFL team is considered. When you look across the league, they were really below everyone else, or as far as receptions are concerned anyway. Cavaliers back in action tonight versus San Antonio. Do you realize they're 3-1 so far on a 6-game road trip? They play tonight and Sunday. If the Cavaliers come back to town at 5-1 on the road, do you remember there's no LeBron on this team? That's amazing. I mean, it just goes to show you that this team, it kind of reminds me of Major League. Do you know us? They're a player, folks. And we better start realizing the fact this team is pretty decent and they're running in the right direction. Or are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? Because at the beginning of the football season, I wasn't sold on the Browns. And who knew the Cavaliers would be this good? But almost past the halfway part, or they're already past the halfway mark, and almost at the NBA All-Star break, this team's playing really good basketball. And better yet, they're fun to watch. They have good team chemistry. And that's what they don't have on their football team. Take a look at some other local events happening in and around town next Sunday. This is a big one, folks. I was going down Wirtz today, and I saw this sign. Miller Lite Canton Motorcycle Swap Meet next Sunday at the fairgrounds from 10 to 4. I don't know if you've ever been to this event, but it's huge. If you're looking for anything and you've got spring fever, you're going to want to be at that. Next week, we'll talk to Bob Pat. He puts this program together, been doing it for years. But we just want to throw that one out there because we're talking about a little bit of things that are going on in and around the Hall of Fame city. And again, high school hoops tonight on your radio at 7:30-ish. Lake travels to the field house to take on the Bulldogs tonight. We talked about former Bulldog quarterback Rick Morstell. He was a point guard. Maybe we'll talk hoops with him as well. Scott Petrak will join us from brownzone.com tonight at 5 o'clock, and it's interesting. Brian and I were talking before the show started. Brian, I mean, I'm looking at this thing, and I'm going, hasn't the season been over for weeks now?
I've been thinking about that the last couple of days. When we, you know, we got Brown Sound, I'm thinking, man, this is old. We can't be playing this later today. And then it's, wait, they just played a few days ago.
It seems like it's been over for a while. I'm ready to move on. I don't know if I'm interested in the playoffs. Are you going to be watching any of these games Sunday through Monday?
Not from start to finish.
Or no, Saturday through Monday.
Saturday through Monday. Not from start to finish, but if I'm sitting around not doing anything, I'll, you know, turn on for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know which games I'm going to watch. It's not going to be must-see TV for me. Even though it's football on television, we're going to be drawn in because we want to watch. But, I mean, the first game, I believe, tomorrow is 4:30. It's the Bengals and the Raiders. Do you care who wins that game?
Not really. I don't know. I know Kenny was saying this too. He's kind of rooting for the Bengals. And I would like to see Joe Burrow get exercise the ghost of Andy Dalton. Because Andy Dalton could never get the Bengals past the first round.
They're 0-7 their last seven times
in the
playoffs.
So maybe Joe Burrow can.
So what we'll do is we're going to take your phone calls on that question. That topic could be this. Just because you've got a team in your division, and we've got two of them this weekend playing, do you feel obligated to root for the Steelers versus the Chiefs? And by the way, Clyde Edwards-Helaire not playing in that game, and the Steelers were getting 14. Give me the points. I don't care what Rota says. Give me the points in that game. And or do you feel obligated to root for the Bengals when they take on the Raiders?
I'm obligated to watch the Steelers game because the wife is going to watch the Steelers game.
That's totally different.
Yeah. But it's also true.
But she's, I get it, but she's a fan. What are you going to do? Put yourself in the jackpot? Because what are you going to do? Would you ever root against her unless they were playing the Browns? No.
I am rooting for the Steelers to make her happy.
That's my point, Brian.
Yeah. And I'm, yes, and I'm agreeing with you.
Chris Van Dyne from NorthCoastSports.com going to break down Super Wild Card Weekend tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll take your phone calls. We're going to get a quick break in right now because we're trying to locate Craig DeBock, the lead singer of, and I know they're trying to set up right now at the Civic Center, lead singer of La Flavor. We'll try to hear from him next. We'll take your phone calls, too. It's a Kenny and JT show.
The Boatman and JT on 1480 WHBC.